Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today, we're going to be talking about how Formula One teams are adapting to the cost cap and how software like VAICUT is helping them stay competitive.
I see. So, Daniel, what exactly is the cost cap?
Ah, good question. The cost cap is a limit on the amount a team can spend on certain aspects of their car. It was introduced at the start of the 2021 season.
Oh right, so what does that mean for the teams?
Well, before the cost cap, teams would redesign almost every part of their car each year. Now they can carry over parts that are already performing well.
That's interesting. So how do they decide which parts to carry over?
Good question. They have a close collaboration between design engineers and production engineers. The production engineers can suggest design changes that might reduce machining costs significantly.
Ah, I see. So the production engineers have a louder voice in the design process now.
Exactly, that's a key point. The production engineers are now more involved in the design process.
What do they use to help them with this process?
They use software like VAICUT. It helps them verify, simulate, and optimize the machining process.
Oh, right, I remember reading about that. How exactly does it work?
When they receive a redesigned performance part, they start by assessing the machining process. They look at the number of operations, the fixture requirements, and start programming.
And then they use the VAICUT software to optimize the process.
Yes, exactly. They use the air cut optimization module, which can cut cycle times considerably.
That sounds really useful. What about safety?
Safety is a big concern. The software ensures that the machines run safely without any risk of damage.
I see. So without the software, they would need more people to monitor the machines.
Exactly. They mentioned that they would probably need to double their labor resources without VAICUT.
That's a lot. What about the interface with their CAM system?
The NX registered interface allows them to verify NC programs directly from within NX, their CAM system.
That sounds convenient. So they can continue working in the CAM software while verifying the CNC program.
Yes, the interface runs external to NX, so users can continue working in the CAM software while verifying the CNC program.
What about the complexity of the parts they're working with?
The parts are getting more challenging each year. Weight reduction is a big focus.
Oh, right, so they need to keep the components stable during machining.
Yes, and they have to get really creative about how they machine certain features.
And the software helps them with that.
Absolutely. The ability to simulate those operations and replicate custom tools gives them a lot of confidence.
What about the designers?
The software gives the designers the confidence to be creative. Without simulation, they might be asking them to rein in their creativity.
That's really interesting. So the software not only helps with production but also with design.
Exactly, it's having a huge impact on both production and design.
Wow, that is so cool. So the key takeaway is that software like VAICUT is helping Formula One teams stay competitive while also being cost-effective.
Yes, that's right. It's helping them adapt to the cost cap and still produce high-performance parts.
I think that's all for today. Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
You can find out more about our industry and the latest trends by visiting our website at northwestaerospacealliance.org.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more updates.
Until next time, this has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.